But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary.
Welcome back to The Ground Level. I'm your host, Sean. Boy, we got a lot to catch up with today. Been some pretty crazy events going on over the past few days. We're going to talk about Patty Murray, Senator Washington State, Senator Padilla, and Israel. So let's get into it. And welcome back again to The Ground Level. Please continue to follow us at rumble.com, The Ground Level. Also, you can catch us on Spotify, Apple, basically everywhere you get your podcasts. Please follow us and help us continue to grow. Folks, I'm pretty fired up today. Been watching some things that have been going on the past few days, and I'm sure everybody's been watching, and everybody is on edge. Lot going on in the world. You know, Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, he decided to lob some missiles over to Iran. Got some pretty strategic targets. Hit some of their scientists that are working on the refining uranium, building nuclear weapons, so they say. And immediately, something that bothers me about that, and we're gonna explore this a little bit. But something that bothered me is already, you know, if you were around during the Bush administration. You remember weapons of mass destruction, and I'm already hearing liberals compare that situation to this. There were no weapons of mass destruction. Everybody knows Iran wants to get their hands on a nuclear weapon. Everybody knows they're going after it. The Obama administration giving them money. We know that money was to help with that, although it was supposed to be, you know, a peace agreement. It was just nonsense. It's a constant theft of our money, but what the fuck's new? Bottom line is that kind of took everybody by surprise, especially when they were in the middle of peace talks. And of course, now, you read some of the comments on social media. I thought Trump said there'd be no war. You know, it's just so nauseating. The man can't control everybody, okay? It's a shame that the world is kind of flipped upside down right now. I do have a question. How is this not considered? Is this like a slow burn World War III? I mean, you've got Russia and Ukraine. You've now got India and Pakistan lobbing missiles at each other. Now you got Iran and Jerusalem, or, you know, Israel. The bottom line is, it just sure feels like a World War III to me. Multiple countries fighting, and I suspect it's only going to get worse. One of the things I've been paying attention to is, many of you have seen the footage, and we're trying to stay on top of it here. You know, of course, it's daylight there now, and we're keeping a live feed on our show. This is live feed over Tel Aviv right now. Yeah, as many of you have probably been watching some of the bombs and the missiles that have been going on, and, you know, the Iron Dome has been knocking a lot of that out of the sky, but Iran, naturally, they had to expect there was going to be a response, and Iran did. They started lobbing missiles back over, being random, being real strategic about it. Some of those scenes were pretty incredible, but it is amazing, Israel's defense system. I also wanted to pop up, and in fact, if many of you aren't aware of what we're talking about when we talk about the Mideast, I wanted to show you this here. You know, if you look at that map and how small Israel really is, you know, some compared to the size of New Jersey. Now look at where Iran is. So Israel, you know, same thing. This goes for both of them. When they're lobbing missiles at each other, they're having to go over Iraq and Syria, you know, parts of Saudi Arabia, depending. That's a huge distance. And it's an enough distance where things could go wrong. And think about how that could set off some other problems with these other nations, the surrounding nations. So it's not, you know, Iran doesn't even border Israel. So it's not like this, just this instant fight. Which kind of explains some of the delays. It's just not a constant show that you're watching going over these countries in the lit up sky. If everybody was around in the 90s and everybody remembers Desert Storm, we were watching that live, where it was just constant missiles and firing and pretty spectacular watching, as horrible as it was. But this just kind of puts some things into perspective so everybody can see, you know, they've got some ground to cover when they're sending attacks at each other. And so we're going to keep an eye on this. We'll have this live feed up every one of our episodes until this eventually dies off. Of course, the worthless UN is having their emergency peace talks, which is going to do absolutely nothing. The UN's just a joke, and that's where I'm coming from. I mean, they do absolutely nothing. I mean, I remember an era, too, when I was in the military, and there were people that were doing a detail with the UN. They would have to change their military hat to the blue UN cap, and people did not like that at all. There were airmen and soldiers that were fighting that constantly and actually being sent back to their post because they wouldn't wear that stupid little blue beret. But anyways, that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about today. We're going to keep an eye on this. I really hope, you know, one thing about me is where I come from on this is I love Jesus. I love what Jesus did for me. I love what Jesus did for humanity. I mean, he took on so much pain, humiliation, horror. He took the blunt objects of humanity in such a horrific way to his last minute for doing nothing. You know, being the Son of God, even he was terrified in those moments. So there's somebody that did something great for us. He was also a Jew. If you're a Christian, if you're a Jew, you follow the Bible. The Hebrews are God's people. They're his chosen people in the early days of humanity and civilization. And there was a reason for that. I want Israel to succeed. I want them to be safe. And let's bring back up that map again. And so you can see exactly what they're all surrounded by. It's pretty freaky when you think that there are so many people that want that, especially Iran, but you have people of Syria, you have people of Lebanon and Jordan that have constantly said, think of it this way. If all these surrounding countries, all the ones that surround Israel, and it's so strange that everybody wants that little pocket of land. Now, why? Why is that so important to them? This is the problem with our youth that don't know basic geography. And I will be the first to admit I'm terrible at geography, but I have some basics. I'm talking, you know, 9th and 10th grade level geography understanding here. But this, if you want to go into the history of it all, there's a reason why all those people want Israel, why they want that land, and why they claim it's their own. It's a religious situation. It has been for thousands of years, and that's not going to be solved anytime soon. But all these, if I want one thing before we, and we're going to be getting right into this Padilla situation, Senator Padilla, in just a moment, but I want everybody to consider if Israel, well, if all those surrounding nations, if they all put their weapons down tomorrow, do you really think that Israel would just go on a rampage and just start wiping out and taking over countries? No. However, if Israel put their guns down, it would be a bloodbath, especially if the U.S. didn't step in. The point I'm getting at is they are surrounded by people that want them killed, that call for the death and the annihilation of the Jewish people. So really put that into perspective. And sadly, half our population right now has just been convinced and programmed and indoctrinated and brainwashed, and they can't think critically. They can't think for themselves. And as so many people, good people that I know, have a knee-jerk reaction against Israel. So that's kind of where we're at right now. I'm really hoping that this dies down and that this stops. We're probably going to see some more. I plan on diving in tomorrow night or tomorrow to see if, you know, if this is escalating. We'll try to, you know, come on live and start showing some of the footage. We'll try to get some of these speeches. It's going to be in our show notes. We've got it up, but really listen to Benjamin Netanyahu's speech today. I think it was an important one, and it says a lot. So yeah, we'll come back to this here in a little bit and see what's going on. And but we're, like I said, we're just going to keep an eye on this. Let's jump right over to the newsroom, the one thing and why I'm really just fired up today. So, a few things happened today, and yesterday, a couple days ago. And I really wanted to give my opinion on this because this is a perfect example of exactly what's wrong with our politicians, especially on the left. They are so dramatic. They've watched too many movies. Every speech that they give is it's got to be a speech where this is going to be the one that just will be remembered for 200 years from now. So it really, really just bugs the shit out of me every time I hear politicians and their grand moments over just the dumbest shit. Everybody may be familiar where just recently Senator Padilla of California, from what I understand, he took Kamala Harris's seat. He stormed into a press briefing with Kristi Noem, who's, you know, running the Department of Homeland Security. He comes in yelling and barking and all this. We're going to play a little bit of it today. And he wasn't arrested. He wasn't detained. He was just temporarily put in cuffs while he was marched out. And a couple things that we're going to point out here that I really wanted to show you, and I want you to compare about if it was you that walked into one of these meetings or if it was a senator. And it's so important to listen to all this. So I want to play here really quickly. We're going to show you, I want to show you initially from Padilla's perspective what things look like. We're going to show, I've got a couple different video or a couple camera angles where you'll see then when he's actually being escorted out and watch how he's acting like a petulant, spoiled brat, like so many of them do. They can't believe that, you know, the world is going against them at the moment. They're not having their way. They had their ways for so many fucking years under Obama and under Biden, all that bullshit that went on. And suddenly people are pushing back. People are fed up with their crap. And so now this is their reaction. You look at Maxine Waters, Ocasio-Cortez, the little squad, all of them. They're just I'm so fired up by this because I've got some great videos here that I want you to really take into account. And so let's just dive right into it. Let me show you what was going on with Kristi Noem first.
And what they have tried to insert into this city. So I want to say thank you to every single person that has been able to do this. Also, I want to talk specifically to the rioters and to the politicians in Los Angeles.
The matter is, a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on the earth.
Hey, so there she is, okay? She's giving a press conference, giving some updates about some of the arrests made and all this kind of thing. There is a place for everything. And I'm going to preemptively just remind everybody this has nothing to do with free speech. That is bullshit. You can't just go ranting and raving and interrupt people for free speech. I can't bust into a courtroom for free speech. But listen to this. So I'm going to show you also the other side where you see the other angle of what he was doing here.
Sir, hands up, hands up. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions for the
I'm a senator. First thing out of his mouth.
The matter is, a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your... Hands up!
You see, they're putting him down on the ground,
hands
getting your calm
back.
Down.
He's in my hands. Go ahead, put him behind my back.
It's all this bullshit clap, photo op.
Other hand, sir. Other hand.
And so there, they've got him locked up now. And a little background. Again, Kristi Noem was giving updates. She was giving a press briefing. That bullshit, you'll see here in a moment what he says about, you know, I just wanted to ask some questions. This is the stuff I was eating up while I was watching it. I watched all this within hours, like the original thing that happened, coming into the meeting, barraging like I said, a spoiled brat little shit that didn't get his way, and he's throwing a tantrum. And this was his moment. And this is what all of them have this idea, this floating in their mind that they're going to do this. The cameras are going to be on them, and they'll be remembered for standing up for you know, democracy. There's it's always an existential threat to democracy these days, and I'm so sick of that crap, because that's what that is as well. There's no existential threat to democracy, but they keep spitting it out, say it over and over and over, and it just riles people up. And those who have no critical thinking skills whatsoever soak that shit up and then understandably get enraged. If you're told that the devil has literally just taken over your government, of course you want to put a stop to it. I did not like Obama at all. I absolutely desperately hated Joe Biden. But I wasn't losing my shit over it. We knew what was going on. We stayed calm, collective, pay attention, vote peacefully, protest. Look at what's happening all across LA, Seattle, Portland, Oregon. Yeah, all these liberal cities, mind you, where people are busting, looting, setting buildings on fire, waving Mexican and Iranian flags around, Palestinian flags, forgive me. That is just unfucking believable. And that's, again, we've been conditioned for so long to, well, you can't say anything because that's racist. Bullshit. Not anymore. It's not. It's just gotten so out of control. Somebody driving down the car 20 years ago and they have the little Mexican flag hanging in their car window. They're proud of their heritage. Cool. Who gives a shit? This is completely different. These are people that hate America. They don't want to go back to their country, but they're waving the flag of the country of origin and saying death to America and fuck America and setting American flag. The lunacy, I wish somebody could just explain it to me just once. Why stay here? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like me getting on a plane and flying to France, saying, fuck France, fuck this country here, posting up my flag, waving all around. I'd be locked up real quickly or put in one of their insane asylums. Who knows? Because it doesn't make sense. You're invading now. And to be tearing down, and you can hear the people out in the streets claiming, oh, this used to be Mexican land and all that. We can break down all the history of where Mexicans actually come from. It's just amazing what is going on. So all that shit going on. And now you have senators behaving like this, going in there, and because we're arresting people for breaking the law. Now, I want to say one thing here real quickly before I get into that basset hound, Patty Murray, who I absolutely cannot stand. I want people to understand that this mess that we're in now with the, what is it? 20 million, 100 million, I mean, who knows now, of people that came over for 4 years straight across that border while every liberal and all their sycophants were getting in front of that camera and saying, the border's secure, when we all knew it wasn't. And those people just poured in and poured in and poured in. And why? Strictly to gain votes. That's all it was. CNN, MSNBC, all the mainstream medias, none of it. There was one outlet. And then you slowly started getting more and more smaller outfits that were actually starting to go down to the border and go, hold on a second. And footage was leaking out. And we all have suspected. But now you just saw thousands and thousands of people coming right over. People were telling them, go to this location. There'll be people to pick you up. It's so disgusting what those last 4 years did to our country. And so now we're in a shithole. We're in a mess that's unreal. So had we been just following the laws, upholding the laws, enacting them, going out, you know what I mean? Applying them for the past 20, 40 years. Hey, you want to come into this country? Every time that I hear we're a nation of immigrants, God, that is so you that it's so overused now. Yes, we are a nation of immigrants at our early beginnings for many years. Many years. And then up until, you know, people started kept coming into Ellis Island. It was 1920 when things started taking a shift where we started giving money out to them. Money meaning benefits to people coming to our nation. Now it has spun out of control. There's a great thing too. Listen about Milton Friedman talking about that, about the, you know, prior to 1920, basically people just came in here with their clothes on their back. And there was you want an even playing field? There you go. Everybody had the same opportunity. Now it's come over here because we're going to give you shit. We're going to take money from the people that are working in this country, and we're going to give it to you. And we're going to give you all these social programs and all these welfare programs, all these medical things. We're going to let you drive. We're going to give you the licenses, all on taxpayer dollars. People that have been born here, raised here. But that is another subject, and I don't want to die. I could really get into that for another hour. The point I'm getting at here. So we've seen Kristi Noem. We've seen him, that meeting. We see him temporarily be removed from the meeting. He was let go. Now I want to play for you his speech and what he says here shortly after that. And that's what I was watching. This is a perfect example before I get into Patty Murray and her response to exactly what happened that day. So let's dive into this here. Take a listen to what Senator Padilla has to say, and I may be jumping in to kind of dismantle some of the shit that he's saying here.
And so I came to the press conference to hear what she had to say, to see if I could learn any new additional information. And at one point, I had a question. And let me emphasize, just as we've emphasized the right for people to peacefully protest and to stand up for their First Amendment rights.
How convenient. Peacefully protest now, right? Peacefully protest. They're sitting here watching people in their state burn their fucking state down, in L.A. specifically. And he has the nerve to sit there with that, you know, that shit look on his face of as a victim, a millionaire victim, talking about he has the right to peacefully protest. There's a time and place. It doesn't make sense for you to go barging into an office like that during a press conference. She's in the middle of giving a speech and you're sitting here interrupting it. And so let's continue here.
For our fundamental rights. I was there peacefully. At one point, I had a question. And so I began to ask a question.
Again, that's bullshit. No, he didn't. He came in barking right out the gate.
I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground. And I was handcuffed. I was not arrested. I was not detained.
It was so far the only truth that he's spoken at this moment.
I will say this. If this is how this administration responds to a senator with a question, if this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers out in the Los Angeles community and throughout California.
I want to pause right on that for a moment, and there's the fucking problem with our politicians. If they could dare do this to a senator, me, a U.S. senator, how are they going to treat these little grunts down here at the low level, at the pits of society? That fucking asshole had the nerve to say that shit, and they don't even hear themselves. It's the same mentality that they had where liberals are constantly saying, black people don't know how to get a driver's license. They need us to help them. Aren't we sick of this shit? They do believe they're superior. So they're going to treat a senator like this. I can tell you right now, me, as just a ground-level, middle-class American, if I went barging into a press conference like that, or a city council meeting, or any kind of bill hearings, the same shit would have happened to me. You being a senator doesn't afford you any extra privileges. We're all supposed to be on the... In fact, last time I checked, as a senator, you're a public servant. You're an employee of the people. So we are actually above you. Doesn't seem that way because you have your mansions, you have your Bentleys, you have your Rolls Royce. You have, oh, Mr. Senator, can I get this for you, Mr. Senator? Let me get the door for you, Mr. Senator. You have $4,000 mahogany oak desks in your office. All your suits are paid for by taxpayers. You're filthy and disgusting. And this shit's getting called out, and now you can't stand it, so you're trying to be super dramatic. I'm going to go back just a little bit. I want you guys to hear that part.
To cucks, to day laborers out in the Los Angeles community and throughout California and throughout the country.
That's their mentality. They really do believe they are superior to us, to all of us. They don't care about any of us. And I think a lot of them, maybe they do, when they're starting out and they're getting into, you know, political science and all this kind of stuff. Maybe they've got an idea when they're young and fresh and ready to get into the system and turn it around. All too quickly, once the money starts funneling in and they're told, hey, this is just the way DC operates, you just got to roll with the punches, you're going to be a millionaire, your kids will be millionaires the rest of your life, they don't give two shits. They can't see past their next election. All they care about is remaining in that seat at that point. So then they grandstand like what you just saw right there. He barged into, and I'm going to say this the last time, he barged in to a briefing, a press briefing by the Department of Homeland Security. Started barking at her, losing his mind, forcibly trying to get to the front. These guys that are sitting there, you know, the security guys, they see this guy coming in, losing his mind like this. At first, I'm sure, I would even imagine most of them didn't know who he was. I wouldn't know who Padilla was if he walked in. So I would only imagine a lot of these, you know, these police staff that are sitting there just like, whoa, somebody's coming in yelling. We got to calm the situation down. And immediately he comes out of that filthy mouth is, I'm Senator Padilla. Like he expected them to just instantly, oh, Mr. Senator, I'm so sorry. Please take the stage. I'm so fucking sick of politicians. And nothing I say is ever going to change any of that. This is the way it's going to be. Yeah, it's just needs to be called out. And in hopes that more and more people call it out and people recognize what they're really doing, perhaps it'll start to, you know, filter out. It'll start to drain away this notion that I can just do whatever I want because I'm a senator, I'm a congressman, it's just so sickening. All the way down to city council members at the local levels. So this situation happens out there. It's pretty disappointing. And immediately, I have to take a breath for this. In fact, pardon me, I'm going to take a little drink. Okay, everybody knows how much I hate Patty Murray. I hate Patty Murray. I can't stand Bob Ferguson. I can't stand Jay Inslee. The politicians of this state are just evil, corrupt bags of shit. I mean, that's really what they are. Patty Murray is one of the worst, the poster child of what is wrong with our Washington, D.C. government, with our government, period, what they've become. They believe they're royalty. They're really good at calling, you know, everybody else. They think they're kings. It's to deflect. It's to get you to look away. And Patty Murray just makes me so sick. And you may all know Patty Murray. She's our senator here in Washington State. She's been in the business 32 years. Whoa. I'm so sorry. That's not Patty Murray. But she came out and gave a speech. and it was regarding Senator Padilla's treatment. And I really want to show you, compare what you just heard from Senator Padilla, the theatrics, First Amendment. You know, it's all about freedom of speech and peacefully protesting, which is not what this shit was. He acted like a brat. So let's listen to Patty Murray here.
President, I come to the floor this afternoon to the United States Senate, a place where people are elected by their constituents to come here to be their voice. Every one of us, Republican, Democrat, elected by the people who we represent to come here and be their voice.
No, please tell us how it works, Senator Patty Murray, who's been in the business for 32 years, has four homes. She's a fucking millionaire. She's just it's so nauseating and tiring now every time she talks. All she knows is how to be in that seat. And it is amazing how long she's been in politics. She's a Bernie Sanders for the state of Washington. She knows how to just say the same shit over and over and over. Oh, but because she was a teacher and, oh, she wears tennis shoes, she looks like a tired hag grandma who just needs to get out of the system now. Poor little sad Patty Murray. I am so sick of this shit and people like her. And for those of us living in Washington State, you know why I'm sick of it. And I imagine you're sick of it too, unless you just worship her. But those worshiping her are probably not watching my show. So let's continue here.
And to do the job. What is that job? To make sure that we are being their voice and speaking out for them. And part of that has to be asking questions. That part of that has to be demanding accountability. That has to be getting information so we can do the best job possible. It is unacceptable that a United States senator in his own home state, elected by millions of people, went to ask a question.
Right there. You see? It's all about controlling the narrative. He was just peacefully coming in. And Christy Noem, if you don't mind, can I just ask a quick question? Bullshit. That's not what he did. So she's lying right there. This is just their standard operating procedure. They just keep the bullshit going. Let's continue.
For his constituents to get an answer and was brutally thrown to the ground.
Man. I'm sorry, folks, for stopping this. That's what I'm talking about. Brutally thrown. We saw the video. Go back and play it back. In fact, before we leave, I'll play it back for you. He wasn't brutally thrown to the ground. He was trying to push his way in, and security was putting him down. They were very polite about it. Let's go on here.
And handcuffed.
Yep.
That is wrong. And I cannot believe that we don't have senators on both sides of the aisle calling this out as outrageous.
Now, I want you to start really listening and paying attention to this here. There's only about a minute left. But listen to how she's forcing. She's doing everything she can to try to muster up these crocodile tears. It's all about drama. And that's how they have won for so long. To a certain degree, I don't blame them. They don't know any different because it's worked so well for them to just talk about everything is constantly against you. Padilla, I'm sorry. Let's continue here.
This is what a democracy is about, Mr. President. Mr. President, it is about us coming to the United States Senate, speaking out, asking questions, getting information so we can be their voice. What happens when that voice is stifled? What happens when that voice is thrown to the floor and handcuffed?
This is sickening. This is absolutely sickening, listening to this bullshit. They don't care about any of us. But this is how she remains in power. By saying shit like that. The voice. We're so desperate. Democracy is dying. No, it's not. Number one, as everybody knows, we're not a democracy. We're a democratic republic. Yes, there are democratic procedures in our process, but we are a representative republic. It isn't. It's so sickening listening to this shit, and I'm sorry that I keep repeating myself. I don't know what else to say anymore. This woman is so infuriating. And what's even worse is the people that continue to vote for her bullshit because she's got a blue D by her name.
Our democracy is lost. Mr. President, I have been here for more than 32 years. I have come to this floor often to speak out, to be angry, to be a voice for my people.
Her people. The people you're representing. Okay? I thought we don't have kings and queens. So these are not your people. Okay? You're an employee of the people. And I stress this over and over again. This will always be said by me. I've been saying this for 30 years. These are our employees and you need to treat them as such. When you go into a council meeting, when you go to a school board meeting or a city council meeting, do not thank you, honorable members, for giving me a moment of your time. I'd like to ask them, what the hell are you doing? You demand. Hey, eyes up front. You steal my money every month, every quarter, every year. You're going to listen to what I have to say. Sir, we need to keep things respectful. No, you need to listen to what I need to say. You work for me. I don't have a choice in this. You take money out of my bank. You threaten to steal my house. If I don't pay up, you are the mob now. Let's continue here.
I have never come this close to having tears in my eyes as I speak to both sides of this aisle.
I can think of a few different situations in my life. I'm a grown man. I've cried many times. Got no problem saying that. There's a lot of pain in this world. Pain that can be brought upon you, pain that you can witness. A lot of sadness, a lot of sorrow, a lot of misery, a lot of horror. And in this moment, she's never been this close. Let me play that back again. I'm sorry, I want to get her exact words right.
People, I have never come this close to having tears in my eyes as I speak to both sides of this aisle about this horrendous incident that occurred.
She's so shaken up and so visibly upset by the scenario. Oh, it's all dramatic. It's all, every one of them, I bet, were in drama club in their high school and then into college. These are tactics. They're taught this. And then when they practice it, they become so refined. They become genius at it. And then they don't know anything different. This has been the ingredients. This is what's worked. This has been the process. I've never failed. I've never had any pushback. She's getting pushback now. Everybody probably saw when Kash Patel basically told her to fuck off to her face. And in fact, I'm going to link that in the show notes as well. Look at when he calls her out. When he says, I can see the theme of today is that you like putting words in my mouth and I'm not going to tolerate it. She actually she flutters her eyelids and rolls her eyes because she just can't stand. Or no, it's not stand. She can't believe that somebody has the nerve to talk back to her. Patty Murray is a rotten fucking human being, and I can't stand her. She has done nothing for our state except soak up millions of dollars. The voice for her constituents, her people. Give me a fucking break, Queen Amidala. It's so disgusting. And I'm so sorry, everybody, for repeating myself. I got so fired up by listening to her rant and rave and give out that little bullshit speech in front of the house there. Yeah, folks, it's strange times. Let's jump over to our live view here real quick and see what's going on, if there's been any changes here over Israel. You know, it's a morning over there, and it seems pretty peaceful, which is a good thing. Hopefully this remains and things kind of take a break and people will get back to talking and having some kind of peace talks. I don't know what the UN can do. Trump is, you know, he came right out in front of that when the attack started and he said, U.S. has no interest in getting involved. I hope that's the case. Or at minimum, you know, yeah, I just don't know how this unfolds. We've been supporting Israel financially for so long. And this is kind of what I was saying earlier in the episode is that I do support Israel for obvious reasons. It's part of my faith. I see what Israel is surrounded by. We saw what happened on October 7th. We saw what happened during the Holocaust. There's always an attack on the Jewish people. We have it all over our college campuses now. Who could deny that? Let's hope some peace comes in here pretty soon. It's almost cliche to say, you know, peace. We need peace. I don't know what that looks like. There's a lot of religious anger going on that has been all these battles and wars have just been for thousands of years. This is nothing new. Folks, thanks again for listening to my episode. I know today was a little bit more of a, you know, really, really angry one. I'm just exhausted by all the shit that's going on in our own country. And I want to focus our energy on our country. We have so many problems. This racial narrative, everybody's a racist. Everybody's a bigot. Everybody's a homophobe. Transgender rights. It just goes on and on and on. Just noise that doesn't need to be there. Slithering into our public school systems from fifth grade up. Here in Washington State, changing all our laws to where parents don't have rights. You know, really dismantling the parental rights of the public schools. You want to talk about tyranny, and this is what I mean. Bob Ferguson, Patty Murray, this is what they're good at, is getting you to look over there. They're coming after your rights. They're coming after democracy. They're coming after your freedom. Your freedom of speech, the right to peacefully protest. They're the ones doing it. And that's what they've mastered, is completely projecting. It's a magic trick. And it's one that they have mastered for a very long time. And they've done generational damage, not only to our economics, but also to the American culture, the American mindset of what it means to be an American. That I can get up, make my own decisions in life. Come and go. Make my life off my own labor. Work hard. This has just been I don't know if everybody heard that. So 4th of July is rolling around soon and... The fireworks are kicking off. That was it. I don't know if you saw that little jump in me, but the bottom line is they have really mastered that. And it's so dangerous because now we've turned into, you will have more and more states like what you have here in Washington. Absolutely under rule of them because there's no pushback. This is a one-party state and we have no say anymore. And people are fed up with it all. And I think ultimately everybody is just becoming fed up with the state of the world that we're in right now. And you can feel it in the air in everything you do. Think about it when you get in your car and you're out of light. People don't look at each other. When the light turns green, you don't push on the gas right away. The guy behind you honks at you and gets all pissed off. You walk down the street, you know somebody's coming towards you. We keep our eyes down. You watch the news. It just happened in Texas. 244 child rapists were just arrested. 109 kids rescued from ages between 5 and 15. Wars. All this going on. And people are so stressed out. And I would suggest that this is all by design. There's some really, really horrible days coming ahead of us. And I'd called it out in our last episode, right when that bullshit kicked off with the riots in California. I said it was coming to Seattle, and it was just the very next day. I'm exhausted by it all. I imagine you are too. And hopefully, you know, we can all stick together, get back to some fundamentals of what it means to be an American, to love our country, to make it a better country. Because if you really do love your country, you want it to get better. Not shit on it, not tear it down. Because then we're going to be lost. And we won't have an identity soon. We're just a reminder, we're still a very young country in the big perspective of other nations, of world history. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to The Ground Level. Again, my name's Sean. We're going to be catching up to the Israel thing again, probably tomorrow, if not the next day. Soon, my buddy Brian is going to be back with me, and we're going to debate some of this stuff and kind of give some ideas of what we think it would take to make things a little bit better. But again, please follow us and subscribe. And you can catch us at the ground or rumble.com and The Ground Level. And thanks again, everybody.